8:09 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 47 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And you're listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1 AM 1340, on the free WRHI app and WRHI.com.
And good morning to those of you who are watching us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of the major social media platforms.
Earlier this week, Dr. Chuck Epps, he is the superintendent for the Fort Mill School District, he told the Fort Mill School Board that he plans to retire at the end of this school year, which will be at the end of June, June 30th, but he's going to stay with the district in a supportive role after June through the end of December. And we're so excited to have Dr. Epps here in our studio to celebrate his life and education. And good morning to you, Dr. Epps.
Good morning. Must be a slow news
week. Oh. Well, congratulations on retirement. Mm-hmm. How did you get to this point? What was it that you said, I think this is, we need to slowly make this ride come to a safe and complete stop?
Well, I've been working with the board for the last couple of years. When I turned 70, I've been taking it 1 year at a time. So this is not a surprise to them or me. The timing always seems strange, but you want to do it in the February, March, April time period so the school board will have time to run a search and conduct a search and hire the new person by July 1. So, but I've been thinking about it. You don't have many more times around the sun on this in this journey we're doing. I'll be 73 in April, still have good health. My wife and I, Cindy, want to do some traveling, want to enjoy my two daughters and the two grandchildren. So really need to eliminate some of the stress in my life so I can do some of those fun things.
I think a lot of people listening, Dr. Epps, is saying, amen. We have been there, too. And you also are going out on your time, right? Because sometimes...
Hopefully I'm going out on leaving it in a good place.
I think so. Because sometimes some people, don't get that opportunity, right?
That's right. I guess that's something to be valued.
And Dr. Epps, you've been in education for almost 50 years. I think it's 49 years, and 45 of those have been within the Fort Mill School District. That's a long time. It's like I said to Joe yesterday, it's big shoes to fill. But what are you gonna miss most about the job itself?
Oh, I clearly will miss the day-to-day, the relationships. We've got such a close-knit group. I've developed a team that is so effective together. So the new person coming in inherits immediately a workable team, which is not true in every school district. But I'll miss the getting up every morning, drinking coffee, going into work. When you've done it for 50-plus years, it's been a way of life. So not that laying in the bed will be better, but I'll miss I'll miss that part. I don't know about the other part. I'll learn. That's a new journey.
I love it. The relationship. We'll check back in with you.
Yeah. Have me back in a few months.
Okay.
Every year around this time, we'll have you back on. How about that?
Okay.
When you look back at your 49-year career in education, Dr. Epps, there's so many memories that stand out. But what are you proud of the most when you look at your time specifically in Fort Mill and then your 15 years as superintendent?
Well, in my 15 years as superintendent, I'm proud the most of the way we've handled the growth and maintained the high academic achievement. That, to me, we've gone to the voters, we've maintained their trust, they passed several bonds through my 15 years and then prior to my years with Tech and Keith Calicut, Tech Dowell and Keith Calicut and Joe Bonds, we passed other bonds. So I'm just proud of that. I'm excited also about the new Early Childhood Center, the Paradise Early Childhood Center, we're trying to name it, that the voters approved last bond referendum where we can reach the early. When I took the job in 19, when I took the superintendency in 2010, my goal was to build an early childhood center to address four-year-olds with the brain development so important at such an early age. I thought that's the one missing piece we're not hitting in Fort Mill. We were able to pull it off 15 years later with a successful bond. So hopefully they'll let me come back for the ribbon cutting for that. But so that's the thing I'm most excited about, but most proud of the way we've maintained the confidence and faith of the public and the high academic achievement in spite of this growth. The growth is really a strain and stress, as you know, on infrastructure here in York County. We're the bullet of growth out of Charlotte. We're all experiencing it, and we'll all experience it more as time goes on. But I think we've handled it about as well as you can.
And with that being said, Dr. Epps, the Fort Mill School District is at the top of every list when it comes to education, not only in South Carolina, but really in the country. What is the secret sauce out there that makes the Fort Mill School District stand out among its peers?
I believe it's the people and the culture we've developed of being personalizing the experience for every child. They're coming from all over the place. I think they shut the lights out in Ohio when they built I-77 because everybody's coming down to York County. I think that's the piece that the humanizing of it. When a child walks into any of our schools, I tell the teachers and the principals they should feel like they're the most important parent, the most important child in a fast-growing area. You want it to feel like the old small-town feel, in my view, like Fort Mill was prior to 1996. You know, we were sitting on about 3,500 kids in 1996, and we've quadrupled in size since then. So that's been a tremendous strain, as I said earlier, on the infrastructure. So you won't become just a number. We try to make every elementary school, we want that parent to feel like that's the only elementary school in town, the only middle school in town, the only high school in town. So it's that, I think that feeling of community is what is special, I believe.
And I think that's sometimes what we've lost as school districts get bigger. I mean, y'all are in the customer service business, really. I mean, when you look at it like that, and I do think that is what has made Fort Mill what it is with the growth. It does still have that small hometown feel.
And I think, well, and it's important with the staff, too. You know, the teachers need to come into the school and be embraced by their colleagues, and they find that. It's a true family. We get on the exit surveys, we always get my 10th grade team took care of me. They were family when I went through so-and-so, when I went through this bad or good time. So it needs to touch the staff, too, so that if they feel loved, then they can love on the kids.
We're speaking with Dr. Chuck Epps, the Fort Mill School District Superintendent, who earlier this week announced he is going to retire at the end of the school year, which will be June 30th. The board will be tasked, Dr. Epps, to find a new superintendent. Who and what qualities would make for a great superintendent there in the Fort Mill School District?
Well, I think the district is in such a good place that somebody just needs to come in and evaluate what we're doing. I'm not saying we can't improve. We can always improve. There's always a better way and a new way to do it. It's a good time for that kind of introspective look at the district. I think it'll be somebody who can manage the culture that we've had. It'll have to be a people person, I believe. When it's all said and done, the one good leadership skill I have is I recognize talent and hire good people. Let them do the work. So I think the superintendent needs to be the one who's doing the PR part with the public, gaining support, going to the clubs, providing the link between the community and the board and the district. So I think the person has to have those qualities where he or she will deal with that piece of it. And then that'll work on the culture piece, maintain the culture piece.
Well, Fort Mill, over the years, you've been very instrumental in, you know, promoting from within. You're a great example. I mean, you literally worked your way up the ladder. You held so many different jobs starting out in your career in education. But I think it made you relatable to relate to everybody that falls underneath, you know, your leadership.
Joe Burke's one of our good, he's a communications person. He and I were talking the other day. I was a mail courier back in high school. I worked in the maintenance during the summer. I worked every job except for the cafeteria, and I've served food on some special occasions in the cafeteria.
Well, there's still time, Dr. Epps.
Yeah. That may be what I do every day. That's good, actually.
They'll make you an honorary chef at one of the schools.
But I have been at every level, and I hadn't thought about it like that, but that's a good point, Lucas. Mm-hmm. I think that may, at least I know I've walked in your shoes when I'm dealing with employees. But that's a unique perspective. I've had every job in the district. Now, I was turned down three times for the superintendency, so I didn't just. We do have a grow your own program. It wasn't my time, I guess. When you talk about who we have, and I think we got a strong staff, and we got some folks who we have grown our own on the inside too. So it's going to be a good pool, I believe, for the board to consider.
Besides growth, Dr. Epps, what are some other challenges that will face an incoming superintendent in the years to come?
I think the whole push for spending public dollars on private schools. I'm opposed to that. Always have been. I think we need to build up and put as much funding into our public schools as possible. You know, there's like 800,000 public school students in the state and 50,000 private. To me, it's we need to an economic development strategy needs to be we need to have a strong workforce. And if we push too much of our efforts financially and resource-wise into the private sector, I think it could hurt our efforts on providing a strong public school system. If kids are leaving the public schools, whether it's through vouchers, whether it's through lottery-funded scholarships, which is better than state dollars, by the way, to fund them, I think it bleeds kids off of the public schools and hurts our big economic picture. That's my concern for the state going forward the next 5 or 10 years.
I know you're good friends with the former Rock Hill School District superintendent, yes. Now Dr. Tommy Smalsey. I know he came from the Fort Mill School District. Have you talked to him? Could he be a possible fit for Fort Mill Schools moving forward?
I think Tommy's interested, at least publicly, he's said he's not interested in continuing as a superintendent, but he would be a fit. Tommy and I are good friends. We go back. We had him. We were training him up, and then he left us. So, there's going to be a lot of people, I believe, in the Grow Your Own boat who will be interested in Fort Mill.
Yeah, that job application, I would like to see how many applicants apply, because I think they, like to your point, I think it is it's right, it continues. It's
a well-oiled machine.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to
find it. I can see his wheels turning.
My job was to go in and not mess it up. And that'll be the job, I hope, of the new person.
But I think that speaks volumes for the district itself.
Yeah.
We, you know, when Lucas and I got our start, we talked about this off air that it was Tech Dowling. Mm-hmm. And like you mm-hmm. said, it just kind of keeps building after the momentum of whoever's leaving that seat. And I think that just speaks so well, not only for y'all, but for the district.
Well, it's interesting you say that. It started with Joe Bonds in the early 90s, Jay House Nesbitt prior to that. Mm-hmm. Then it became Tech, and so these are all mentors that I was trained under, which I think you make a good point.
We are setting the next superintendent up for success, right? You give them a playbook and just say, follow this, and then make it your own and address the challenges that will arise during your time.
And challenges will arise.
That is very true. Well, we can't wait to see you out and about in the community. Once he is done at the end of this entire year, at the end of 2025, Dr. Epps is not leaving Fort Mill. His grandchildren are here. He's going to still be out and about in the community.
My wife wants to travel.
Okay. She can travel.
We'll try to catch you.
Okay. Just clear this week every year on your calendar.
I'll get her permission. Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for your leadership there in the Fort Mill School District. We'll talk to you again before the end of the year. But thanks so much for your time and for, again, laying the foundation for whoever comes in to have a successful roadmap ahead of them in the Fort Mill School District.
Well, thank you for what y'all do for the community.
That's Dr. Chuck Epps, the Fort Mill School District Superintendent.